And so now let's take really nice deliberate postures, whether sitting or standing. After eating, it's important to really take care of the posture for wakefulness. And we'll use an image to help us today. Let's bring forth to mind an image of a tree. And so a great tree, perhaps a beautiful maple tree, as we're so familiar with here, or an oak. A tree that has leaves that will fall, that let go. Yeah, with the cold, with the darkness. And so take in your beautiful tree. Have a sense of its rootedness beneath the earth. The trunk of the tree. It's a mature tree. Sense of the strength of that trunk. The outstretched branches. And the majesty of the tree. And it's in full leaf. And yet, some of the leaves may be changing color. And a few may be gently falling. Perhaps, too, you have a sense of your tree in community with other trees, as we are here. And so can we become the tree, or if you prefer, simply be regarding it. Can we take on some of these qualities of the tree as we feel into our lower extremities down to our toes to feel our own rootedness? To be very grounded. To have a sense of our own strength through our torsos as we take in the trunk of the tree. Now, while it's a mature tree, it's young enough that it can sway a little. A breeze comes and it has a bit of give. It's flexible yet strong. You might feel a wee bit of sway in your own body. And as we feel into our upper extremities, we can have a sense of the branches of the tree, how they reach up and out. Canopy of the tree, so tall, has a big view, perspective. And so feeling into face and head, maybe letting the eyes be straight outwards or slightly upwards, a sense of a big view, like the tree. And of course, trees breathe. They do it differently than we do, and they breathe. And so feeling the breathing, feeling the breath in the whole body. As we sit here with these qualities of the tree, and as thoughts and emotions, sounds come up, can we just let them gently go like the leaves of the tree? Let them fall away. Using the imagery as it's helpful, not getting lost in it, using it to help with the mindfulness. We know that whatever sufferings an individual tree is having gets communicated to the other trees in the forest, communicated through the roots and perhaps other ways we don't know about. And the other trees lend a hand, as it were, offer sustenance, strength. Perhaps it's compassion. And so whatever troubling moments may be arising for you, take in that sense that you are here in a community and that there's care. Giving soothing touch as need be, and feel into the stability with the groundedness, the rootedness of the tree. Feel into the strength through the trunk, and yet flexible. Ah, yes, this wind is blowing. It's a little cool, it's a little dark. We bend with it. And as the tree lets go of the leaves, we too let be, we let go. Because like the tree, we know it can't be otherwise. This is what's unfolding. We let go. We let be. The height of the tree allows for a big view. And so too our wise, compassionate minds allow for a big view over time and space. And we let be, we let go. At any point you get lost, refresh the image of the tree in the forest with the others. Feel it through your body as a way to care for ourselves. The tree doesn't protest the unfolding of things. It responds, though. It digs its roots deeper. It strengthens its trunk. It reaches out more with the branches. Gets taller. It bends with the moment. And when the conditions are right, it lets go. And so, taking in the tree in our mind's eye and feeling it through the body. Appreciating this as an image you can take with you into troubling moments, moments that are requiring letting be and letting go. Moments that need strength and stability, flexibility, and a big view, perspective. And listening all the way to the end of the bells to end this practice and take us into the next one.